if you're going to choose the path of natural healing and holistic and plant-based food, well, then you have to also consider the quality of that food, the quality of the soil, whether it's organic or pesticide-laden. And so there's a lot of shades to this discussion and to the consideration, but I believe that DVDs and information such as we're offering you today, Healing Cancer from Inside Out, is a way of expanding the dialogue. It's a way of knowing what questions to ask. It's a way of being able to make choices that are more informed and more in attune with one's self. And I believe a doctor understands the importance of the immune system and the importance of strengthening the immune system. So I hope that you will consider making that pledge, 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. I paused just a bit at that moment because I was realizing that very often the purpose of chemotherapy is to destroy the immune system. So I never understood that. I still don't understand it. But at any rate, the number to call is 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. I'm looking at our numbers in terms of listeners, and while we don't have a ratings for the terrestrial radio, we do have ratings for the internet radio. And so there are close to 100 people, 100 of you listening on the internet, which suggests, by ratio, that there are probably several hundred more listening on their terrestrial radios. And this causes me to ask the question, why are we not getting pledges? I do want to really let you understand how important it is for you to support WBAI Radio and to do what you can to support the overnights. It's difficult to raise money in the overnight because it's a quiet time within our lives. Many of you are resting, maybe listening, but resting. So if you would make that extra effort to go to your phone, maybe it's right beside you, and dial the number 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. And make a pledge of support for WBAI. I've been offering you a variety to choose from. You could certainly pledge for anything that you would like to pledge for. So maybe you heard earlier something you wish to pledge for. Or you can donate in any amount. You can make a donation of $10 or $25, and that will earn you membership in WBAI, which has its benefits. You can pledge at any level. For those of you who enjoy some of the overnight programs, you can pledge in the name of those programs. Really, any program, Democracy Now!, The Morning Show. But the overnights are really struggling in terms of fundraising. And if you appreciate some of the programs that you hear in the overnight, please endeavor to support by making a pledge, and you can pledge in the name of Radio Unnameable or Midnight Ravers. I'm not sure if Earthwatch is still there, but whatever you listen to, pledge in the name of that show. And as it comes in at this time, it will show that those of you who listen in the overnight have some measure of appreciation for what you hear. So please do call 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. And make a pledge to support WBAI. Perhaps there's someone, one of you, maybe it's you, who really does have maybe a windfall, has the resources, has income such that you could make a donation and it wouldn't put too much of a dent in your pocket. And if that's the case, give a little more. Give a little more. If there are those of you, and I know there are because I'm often in that situation when $5 or $10 is a lot of money. And if you can donate at the $10 level, that's fine. It's most appreciated. And maybe you can become a WBAI buddy and donate on a ongoing basis. It might be easier to give $10 a month or $25 a month. That would be wonderful. But please do call 212-209-2950. You could also go to our donation site, give2wbai.org. That's using the number 2. give2wbai.org. Or call 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. I can do the high-powered pitch, you know, the fast pitch, the driving pitch, the insistence that you call, that really intense level of pitching. I find that it's harder to do after midnight. I feel in a very different state. I feel much more connected to the listeners. I feel connected to, to you. I can feel the energy. It feels gentle. It feels quiet. It feels restful. Maybe some of you are working, but still, the overnight, I used to work in the overnight, and it's kind of it takes a lot of your energy to just do that. So I do understand. However, it's so important for you to make a call. If you were to make that call, 212-209-2950, it would give some measure of relief, but also it will speak to the value of live programming in the overnights. We know that you listen and are engaged in a normal time. We get the phone calls, so I know that happens. When it comes time to raise funds, however, the engagement is a little bit lagging behind. And I understand it because it's a different energy. But just breathe deeply, move a little bit slower if you need be, and grab the phone and make that phone call, 212-209-2950. You can become a member at at the $25 level. You can donate more. The $50 level would be great. $75 level, I have some gifts here prepared for you. And we've been speaking about the Healing Cancer from Inside Out. It's a DVD or a book at the $75 level, and the package at $125, and that represents the pledge you could make to the station. WBAI is the station, And another premium you might choose is Oliver Stone's Looking for Fidel. And that's DVD can be yours for a pledge of $75. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. I'm going to play some music for you as I transition and see if I can get the Fidel DVD loaded into the computer so you could hear a taste of what it's about. You may remember Vangelis' Song of the Seas.
Que mi verdadero destino va a ser la guerra que voy a tener. Desgraciadamente resultó perfecto.
Unfortunately, it was perfect.
Pero no era mi intención.
But it was not my intention.
La situación de la disidencia en estos momentos en Cuba es una situación bastante difícil porque estamos siempre a merced del gobierno cubano. El gobierno totalitario no permite la oposición.
Este es un acto liberador y un acto de mucho valor. Y ya muchos lo están pagando con la expulsión del trabajo, expulsión de la universidad. Algunos están cumpliendo penas de cárcel como si hubieran asesinado a alguien.
As if they were murderers.
El gobierno de Cuba una y otra vez dice la patria está en peligro para justificar los abusos contra la población. Si mañana cerraran la oficina diplomática de Estados Unidos en La Habana y todas las embajadas, el descontento popular continuaría. Están en el interior de la sociedad cubana. No se deben a la obra de ningún gobierno extranjero.
There are subtitles.
Hay que esperar que estos papeles bajen de consuban y bajen de consejo.
You have to wait to come down from the court. That was on Thursday in the afternoon.
Y el viernes.
On Friday, the boys woke up dead.
Y si se volviera a dar una situación,
and if a similar situation arose again, I would do exactly the same.
If the same situation were to arise again,
without a doubt.
Emotions were high. America was invading Iraq. Suddenly, after years of relative quiet, there was an explosion of terrorist actions, or Americans might call them hijackings, here in Cuba. There were three that were reported within a two-week period. Two airplanes, one boat.
Hacía alrededor de 9 años que no se producía. Y 2 horas antes del inicio de la guerra de Irak.
Con 6 cuchillos puestos aquí en la garganta, secuestraron. Esa fue la noticia que llegó de los 6 que se fueron.
El segundo avión lo secuestran el día 31 de
septiembre.
Pero ya antes se había publicado la noticia de que un juez en Miami
that a judge in
había
Miami
concedido la libertad bajo fianza de los 6 secuestradores
the first plane.
Después vino a las
24 horas later,
en la bahía de La Habana secuestran el barco de pasajeros
hasta el final in Havana Bay. Until the very end, they held 2 tourists with guns pointed at their
there
heads.
There was a quick 7-day trial in which they were found guilty, and I gather that they were shot, well, 3 of them were shot on the 8th day.
Sí.
Yes, you're right.
In the norms of international justice, it's very rare to shoot somebody after a trial so quickly without appeals.
Es cierto.
It's true, but this was virtually a situation of war.
It's true, but this was virtually a situation of war.
Ya que existe una ley llamada Ley de Ajuste Cubano,
known as the Cuban Adjustment Act,
que le concede el derecho automático a residir en Estados Unidos. Tienen efecto en esos grupos marginales que no recibirían jamás visa para viajar a Estados Unidos. Y tienen una sola forma: hacerlo ilegalmente. Y por tanto, había que cortar sin perder un minuto esa ola de secuestros. Y solo había una forma de cortarlo de acuerdo con la ley.
Only one way to deter that,
no fue una ejecución extrajudicial.
Allow the fact that a man, whatever how bad he is in America, we go to something, we put him through a long appeals process, he has access to his family.
Pero él habla como si viviéramos el mejor de los mundos. Yo pregunto lo siguiente: ¿cuántas visitas le han hecho a las casi 800 personas que están allí encerradas en una cárcel especial en la base naval de
Guantánamo?
Hace ya como 2 años. Y ninguno de ellos ha sido visitado por familiares. Pero tenemos un deber primario. Y lo tenemos con nuestro propio pueblo y nunca podremos vacilar entre ejercer la caridad con un grupo de personas que tienen menos culpa
and these people are
que los que lo provocaron hacer esas cosas.
Who seduced these people?
¿Quién es el gobierno de Estados Unidos?
The U.S. government, that's clear.
¿Qué ha hecho Estados Unidos hasta ahora?
What has the United States done so far?
Darle residencia a todos los que han secuestrado aviones y barcos. Si Estados Unidos se comprometiera a devolver a los secuestradores aquí, hicieron un acuerdo con nosotros, nosotros nos podíamos comprometer a no aplicarle la pena capital.
What were the history of the three men? Had they met with
en los 3 casos de secuestro, 3 casos, no eran personas que tuvieran algún tipo de problemas llamados políticos. Eran personas con antecedentes penales. Aquí tengo los datos. El jefe principal de los secuestradores de la nave de pasajeros 28 veces fue advertido oficialmente por asedio a turistas. Y en 110...
Sí.
Bueno, persiguen los turistas, buscar dinero. El segundo fue procesado 5 veces.
A very dynamic conversation between Fidel Castro and Oliver Stone with a translator there. And it's very interesting that Oliver Stone was holding Castro to task, and he came up, Castro retorted, well, what about, you have Guantanamo Bay right here, and these people don't have any rights, they're not being visited by their families, they're not having trials, they're not having due course. So he virtually pointed out the double standard between the United States and Cuba at this time. And he seems to be asserting that the United States is encouraging people to engage in this process of hijacking, because once they reach the United States, then they're given liberty and they're allowed to integrate into the United States. And otherwise, there are these barriers that prevent people from traveling back and forth, or at least at the time of this film. This is a $75 pledge to WBAI. It seems like a very engaging film. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. And WBAI will benefit most definitely from your support. I'm just going to see if we can hear a little bit more. Remember, the number is 212-209-2950. And you're, we're looking at the film. I dropped the box. Looking for Fidel.
Se hizo en raíz de que vimos por el televisor cuando secuestraron dos aviones. Entonces, mediante ese motivo vimos cuando llegaron a Estados Unidos que no se realizó nada contra los compañeros. Vimos que era, bueno, una cosa muy fácil.
Were you aware that you could legally migrate?
Bueno, es otra cosa. Yo había presentado legalmente en el 90 y... 4, para 99. Y nunca se me dio respuesta. Bueno, actualmente jamás.
Why did you not legally try to emigrate?
Y tú, por ejemplo, ¿por qué no trataste de emigrar legalmente?
Porque de cierta forma eso sería, no sé, una cierta pérdida de tiempo, ¿no? Porque solo el 1,0% lo quiere.
Practically only 1% of them get it.
What does Fidel say about that?
¿Qué diría Fidel acerca de eso?
Nada.
No, I have nothing to say.
Está bien claro.
I think it's very clear.
Because do any of you have criminal backgrounds?
¿Alguno de ustedes tiene anteriores...
Or reasons not to be given a visa?
¿Tiene antecedentes penales o alguna otra razón por la cual no le hubiera dado la visa la sección de intereses?
No. How many of you have families?
Sí.
Children?
¿Tienes hijos? ¿Cuántos? One. He has one. ¿Y tú? One child, too.
You have a children.
¿Usted tiene un hijo?
Did your child know you were leaving?
¿Tu hijo y tu esposa sabían que tú te ibas?
Bueno, mi niña tiene 3 meses.
My girl is only 3 months old. It's a baby.
3 meses nacida.
It's a 3 months baby.
Y mi esposa no le comenté nada.
Besides the American incident, why did he want to leave here?
Bueno, claro, ya, ¿por qué quisiste irte del país?
Bueno, por lo que me quería ir era por la economía.
Problemas económicos.
Economic reasons too.
Yo iba por una por a juntarme con mi madre.
I wanted to
y
go
otra
to
por
reunify with my mother, but also for the money.
Bueno, yo me iba por problemas económicos.
But you were eating well enough to so you look healthy.
Sí, todos los días comía, tenía mi comida, eso nunca me ha faltado aquí en Cuba.
It's the basic.
What was the job?
¿En qué tú trabajabas?
Era pescador.
A fisherman.
Any other fishermen?
¿Los otros, algún otro pescador en el grupo?
If you were a fisherman, why would you bother with an airplane? Why, if there's eight of you, why don't you get a boat?
¿Cómo no se les ocurrió tratar de
llegar? No consiste en que toda persona que trata de llegar a Estados Unidos.
The problem is that every person that tries to get to the United States with a boat or any other vessel,
que no haya pisar tierra firme, debe volver inmediatamente.
If they do not set foot, is the dry foot, wet foot policy?
I ask all of them collectively, is there any reason, was there any reasons of frustration for political reasons, for not being able to voice grievances, being not allowed to assemble, were any of the, any, were they denied any of these rights?
For economic reasons, they say.
Are they being well treated in prison?
¿Están siendo tratados bien en la prisión?
Sí.
Yes.
They've all been assigned counsel. Are they satisfied with their counsel?
¿Y están contentos con los abogados que los están preparando bien para su defensa?
Interesting. The number is 212-209-2950. So this is a group of people who then tried to hijack an airplane. This, to me, looks like a very unnatural situation with the press. I don't know if these gentlemen are speaking as honestly as they could, but it is an interesting look at the situation in Cuba, the dynamic that was in play, and it gives some context to the more recent opening and loosening of the barriers to travel to and from Cuba, and the opening to, I guess, an economic relationship, economic trade. The number here is 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. Please call that number and make a pledge of support. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. You can pledge in any amount, but we have a number of choices for you. For those of you who can pledge at the higher end, at the $150 level, we can thank you with a very special gift called the Heart of Mind Historical Document Collection on flash drive, and it includes approximately 200 PDF books, articles, papers that are very rich with information, includes the ancient Egyptian doctrine of the immortality of the soul, multiple volumes of the ancient records of Egypt published between 1903 and 1906, a historical map of Africa, Osiris and the Egyptian Resurrections, volumes 1 and 2, published in 1911, with a combined 920 pages. Three volumes of Kush, the Journal of the Sudan Antiquities Services from 56, 57, 58. That's 1956, 57, 58. The Corpus Hermeticum of the Thrice Greatest Hermes, and esoteric material such as Theurgia or the Egyptian Mysteries of Iamblichus, The Gnostics and Their Remains, published in 1887. The Divine Indwelling, published in 1897, excuse me. And all five books of the Law of One. The Public Domain Version of A Course in Miracles, 1,754 pages. The Golden Verses of Pythagoras and early Christian texts such as the Nag Hammadi Library, Gospel of Thomas, and texts from the Ante-Nicene Christian Library, which features writings excised and banned as heresy. Plus included in this flash drive are esoteric books on Hindu and Vedic culture, Bantu philosophy, Voodoo, Zen teachings, and a great deal more. 212-209-2950. That's at the $150 level. If you can pledge $75 to support WBAI, you might choose Looking for Fidel by Oliver Stone, which is, as it seemed, a very compelling documentary about Cuba and the series of hijackings that took place and this effort of the people to leave Cuba to come to the United States for various reasons, some of them economic, and I would imagine there were other reasons. Or if you wish to pledge at $75 level and are interested in exploring and expanding your perception of what it means to be healthy, we have the book Healing Cancer from Inside Out for a pledge of $75. Or Healing Cancer from Inside Out, the DVD also, or equally $75. And you can pledge for the package, Healing Cancer from Inside Out, DVD and book package, for a $125 pledge when you call 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. And I thank you for joining me this evening. If you are not tempted by the various things that I've shown you, please pledge for whatever you want. It's good and fine for you to pledge and receive whichever gift you might have heard throughout this drive. You can go directly to the website, give to WBAI.org, or you can make that phone call, 212-209-2950. Pledge for a political premium, pledge for a Gary Noel premium. It matters not, because the point, really, is for WBAI to continue to thrive. I want you to stay tuned. Coming up will be more late night programming, and I want you to stay tuned for live programming in another hour with Lister, Burn Baby Burn. So he is anticipated to be here at 3. I want you to be here, be awake, and stay tuned. In the meantime, here's Chris Howard, Consciousness Unleashed.
To the next frontier, where innovation, technology, imagination, and powerful ideas come together to radically revolutionize your quality of life and to help to change the world around us for the better. I'm Chris Howard, your host, and I'm thrilled to have this opportunity to join you on this journey of consciousness, where together every week we learn at more and more profound depths that life can be truly epic when we get ferociously curious and embrace an adventurous spirit to launch into the next frontier. All right, so welcome to The Next Frontier. And I'm in studio here with the lovely, beautiful, can I say voluptuous? I don't think we want to say that
well,
on here.
Yeah, but, that's putting it mildly, yes.
Faith, my producer. You got to have faith, the faith, the faith. You got to have faith, the faith. Oh, baby. Sorry, I don't know what happened. Anyway, so here we are at WBAI, and they want me to say the numbers, 99.5 New York. But we're in fun drive mode, and so we're raising money for the station. Now, I know that, by the way, listen close, because we're going to give so much content that'll make your head spin inside the hour that we have here to share together about how to transform your life, how to make your life everything you want it to be, how to create greater levels of wealth spiritually, emotionally, physically, psychologically, financially than you've ever had before, how to bring out the best in other people, the people that you love, the people that you care about, and how to make the biggest difference in the world and impact for the positive impact on the planet that you could possibly make. So
All that's happening in an hour. Can you imagine that?
Oh, that's a lot.
That is a lot.
Let's give it to him.
Well, so let's give it to you. So as you're listening right now, we are in fund drive mode. And here's the deal with the fund drive. I know sometimes people say, the fund drive, let's get back to the regular programming. But the only thing that keeps regular programming on is you. And I'm talking to you. I'm not talking to anybody else but you. You're the thing that keeps the programming on. And so, at certain times during the program, we're going to invite you to donate money to WBAI. And that allows it to keep the programming going. And I can tell you that, I'm close with the station. I know the people running the station. And we've had intimate conversations, it's clear that the station needs your help to continue the great programming and continue giving voices to people who would not normally have those voices, which is critical. That's critical for us as a nation. It's critical for humanity on a larger scale. So there's a reason why we exist and the reason why WBAI exists, and we need your help. But we're going to give you great content and great value, and we're going to give you something amazing as well in exchange for a pledge or a donation. But we'll get into all that in just a little bit because we got to kick this show off. So as we're in the next frontier, for me, the next frontier is the next frontier of consciousness, really. Einstein said that the significant problems we face cannot be solved at the same level of consciousness that created those problems, or the same level of thinking that created those problems. So as we start, I want you, as you're listening, to just tap into what are the significant problems you face. If you looked at what's your biggest problem right now, the one that may consume your thinking the most. Think about that for a moment. And I wonder, as you think about that biggest problem that you face that consumes your thinking the most, how much time does it rob from you in your life, that problem? How much emotional fulfillment or joy or peace of mind does it rob from you in your life? What's the real cost of that problem in your life? Do you take the fact that you have that problem, the biggest problem you can imagine, do you have negative emotions in your body when you think of that problem? And if you have negative emotions in your body, which Socrates said are like poison in a body, do you take that out or express, because those emotions have to express themselves some way, right? So do you take it out on your family? Do you take it out on your loved ones? Do you beat yourself up and take it out on yourself? They say anger turned inwardly is depression. The biggest problem that you have in your life, what's letting off the steam that allows it to continue to be there that may not be healthy for you? Might it be addictive behavior or drugs or alcohol or TV or sex or relationships that are unavailable or the old patterns that you run? Right? And once again, Einstein said that the significant problems we face cannot be solved at the same level of thinking we were at that created them. So as you think of your greatest issue that robs you of your life, likely robs you of your dreams, when you think of how much time you spend, what if that time was devoted to making the contribution on the planet that you really wanted to make instead of robbing you? What if that same amount of time and good positive energy were poured into your children instead of robbing you? What if all that time and energy were poured into building a business or building a dream instead of robbing you? How would your life transform? And that's how I'd like to, because when we talk about the next frontier, we're talking about the next frontier of consciousness. A lot of people know that I come from the world of hypnosis. I'm sorry, Faith, I'm on a rant right now.
It's okay. So, go right ahead. Like, yeah.
A lot of people know that I come from the world of hypnosis, and they go, can you really hypnotize me? What they don't realize is you're hypnotized already. The reason why you've had this problem, whatever the biggest problem is that you're facing, is because of social hypnosis. It's because of the belief systems that we have. And I know that can be a challenge for people to get a grasp on. It's because of the values that we have, what's important to us. And what I'm saying is, because a lot of people would then take that to mean, I just have to give up on what's important to me and then everything will be okay. No. It's our thinking and we've heard this before, that creates everything that happens in our world. And if we want to change our results, you know, if you want to change the amount of money that's in the bank, for example, or if you want to change the types of people that are in your life or the type of energy that's pervading your space that's in your life, then what has to change first is your thinking. And your behaviors, your external behaviors, are a result of your thinking. You think a thought, that thought generates emotion in your body, positive or negative, and emotion, energy in motion, creates behavior. And they're either behaviors that are serving you or behaviors that aren't serving you. And I believe that everything that happens in our life is something that we've created, either through our actions or our non-actions. Now, by the way, that's not necessarily true. It's just convenient belief. It's a convenient belief because when you adopt that belief as being so, then if everything in your life is a result of what you either do or what you don't do, then you can change the results by changing what you do or what you don't do. But what you do and what you don't do in your finances, or what you do and what you don't do in relationship to your greatest dreams, or what you do or what you don't do in relationship to your relationships, or what you do or what you don't do in relationship to your physical health, or the people in your life, all of these things are a result of the emotional states in our body that are a result of our thinking. So, you know, the emotional states. In a state of procrastination, there's not much action that gets taken. And I don't know what you're procrastinating on in your life right now. Maybe it's you're procrastinating on your dreams. Maybe you're procrastinating on having certain conversations with certain people. Maybe you're procrastinating on going to the gym and eating right. Maybe you're procrastinating on taking some action that would radically change the quality of your life for the better. I don't know what it is, but if you're in a state of procrastination, there's not much action. But if you're in a state of wanton desire or ferocious curiosity or driving momentum, those types of states, we have action that gets taken. And if we've got a great plan, a great vision for the future that's for, you know, that's aligned with our heart's desire and our God-given purpose, then we can go out and we can change the world in the likeness of our dreams. But everything starts as thought. And we've been hearing this. Did you see The Secret, Faith?
I absolutely did, yeah.
Yeah. So you've seen The Secret. Did you read the book or did you just see the video?
No, I saw the video. And I read the book, but a long time ago.
Right.
Yeah, it was a great book. And
great book.
Yeah, great people in it. I know a couple of those people.
Sure, yeah, I know practically all of them. And the thing is that the premise is when you focus on what you want and you have a belief that that is going to occur, that you begin, that's the law of attraction.
Right,
and we begin to attract things. But the problem that most people have is that, you know, neurobiologists these days are saying there's only 5% of who we are that's conscious. The other 95% is unconscious. And so that would be the body-mind, you know, the part of you that beats your heart and blinks you and circulates your lymph. Well, we have over 70,000 thoughts a day streaming from our unconscious mind to our conscious mind. So consciously, we may say, hey, I'm going to focus on and believe that I can have more money. But if at the unconscious level, you know, when you think of what are the thoughts that are going on naturally that consume us, then we may think that we're using the law of attraction consciously, but truly we do get what we focus on, but 95% of what we focus on is totally unconscious and it's on autopilot. And most of it is, you know, if you're getting a bunch of crappy things in your life that you don't like, that's because of the crappy stuff that's bubbling at the unconscious level, if that makes sense.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, that's, you know, my friend Bob Proctor and I had a good conversation about this because a lot of people think that they're employing the law of attraction. But the question is, what about all these thoughts that are bubbling up? And we're going to talk about that more. But I do want to say once again that we are in fun drive mode. We need your help. And here's the station needs your help, WBAI. And our goal right now together, yours and mine as you're listening, is to raise $5,000 for the station. By the way, the faster we do this, the faster we can get back to regular programming and get out of fun drive mode. So do it right now. And here's what we're giving. So we're asking for a $125 pledge from you. And let me tell you what this is in exchange for. We're not just asking for a $125 pledge. What if I was to tell you that we were going to give you $5,000 worth of value for a $125 pledge? If we were going to put $5,000 in your hand for a $125 pledge, I think that you'd be able, yeah, hey, I'll do that. Well, I can do something even better. We are running, and this is by popular demand, people from the station. We're running our Consciousness Unleashed program. If you don't know me, you know, I've run seminars for years around the world for the past 20 years. Been all over the world. I taught for the largest NLP training companies in the world. Then we became the largest in the world. We were 10 times bigger than anybody else that's practicing. I taught clinical hypnosis all across North America for years. So been in the field for a long time of transformation. And what I became well known for was teaching teachers. But I think that we're all teachers. You know, if you're a teacher, I'm a teacher. If we're not teaching, and if you're a parent and you're not teaching, your kids aren't actualizing their full potential. If you're in business and you're not teaching, your business is dying. If you're not teaching yourself constantly, you get left behind, right? We're all leaders. If you're not leading, your children aren't actualizing their fullest potential. If you're not leading in business, the business is dying. If you're not leading your own life in the most powerful way that you can, then you're cheating yourself and robbing yourself of actualizing your full potential. And I understand that. By the way, I'm talking to me as much as I'm talking to you. Right. So I'm not preaching at anybody because we're all human beings. But I know that we have a tremendous amount of potential that we're not actualizing. I know you have a tremendous amount of potential. Maybe that problem you first thought of is what's robbing you from that potential. So we're doing our Consciousness Unleashed program, and we're doing this in New York, in Manhattan. Yes. It's going to be the weekend of March 20th through the 22nd with an optional business day where I teach you how to build a business on the 23rd. Right. So in Consciousness Unleashed, you actually learn an 8-step model for forging change in people's lives. If you've been to our Wealth DNA program or our Transformational Hypnosis program, we've combined them both. This is the best of the best of everything we do. And we're launching this right now. And this program I sell to my own database for $397. And quite frankly, it's worth 20 times that. So my people pay that unless they come together with a group of three or more. But then it's even $197. We're going to ask that you donate $125. Every single cent goes to the station, goes to WBAI, and you get to come and get certified in neurodesign engineering, or NDE, and we're going to go into this. I'm going to give you the station number right now. Call and make your pledge to 212-209-2950. Once again, 212-209-2950. Or you can also go and check give. You can go online and make your pledge at give2wbai.org. Give2wbai.org. And we're going to go a lot deeper into this in just a moment. I'm Chris Howard, and you're listening to WBAI 99.5 New York. All right. So we got a lot of stuff. Face looking at me, going, "You're on a rant, man."
it's a good rant.
It's a good rant. Yeah. Am I doing okay?
It's a teaching rant.
Okay, because Faith, you got to have Faith. No, Faith is here. Faith keeps me on target. She tells me, "Chris, the energy's a little low. Chris, the energy needs to be higher." But she says I'm on a good rant.
You're on a good rant.
On a good rant. Okay, I do want to. I want to take a moment to tell you about this whole pledge and the fund drive thing. So let me break down the Consciousness Unleashed weekend. By the way, if you've been to it before, make the pledge again and come again. You support the station and you get a higher level of skills. If you've done, so just do it.
And many people have done that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I talked to people in New York and here in L.A. that have taken it two or three times. And it wasn't because it was difficult. It was because there's so much information and you have to practice and you have to learn. And sometimes you got to come back and get your lessons.
Yeah, absolutely. And in the weekend, you get so much practice because let me line it out for you. So we begin on March 20th. And we start the evening of March 20th. By the way, we have people that pledged before and never came to the first one because we had to do it in Brooklyn or something?
We were in Manhattan.
We went next door.
At the Great Hall.
Yeah, but the one before that, people have made a pledge. Mm-hmm. If you made your pledge for it before and you never showed up, then let WBAI know that, and we'll get you on the list, or we'll reach out to you, and we'll make sure that you get the invitation, too. So that you can come to this one, because we are doing it in Manhattan, because we had to move it at one point. So we're doing it in Manhattan. We have limited space. I need to say that, because we need to book the venue before the fund drive's over, which means we don't have the option of growing the space or increasing the space. So you have to, if you want to do it and you want to get in for sure, do it right now. So make your pledge. I'll give you the number one more time. It's 212 209 2950. So here's the Friday evening. What we do, we go from 6 to 10 on Friday, then from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., both Saturday and Sunday all day. And when you walk out certified in neurodesign engineering, so you'd be a certified neurodesign engineer, or certified NDE strategist. That's not near-death experience. That's neurodesign engineering. I'll describe to you in a little while what neurodesign engineering. Think about transformational hypnosis. Think about NLP. If you're familiar with neurolinguistic programming, we'll get some definitions in a little bit. But then think about what if there was a system to design your entire life from the inside out using the best of the best of cutting-edge resources for directionalizing your experience of life, and then you know what neurodesign engineering is. It's how do you shine your light so brightly that and so powerfully that you can literally sculpt the world in the likeness of your dreams. But what's cool is we also certify you so that you can do the same thing for others. You know, the biggest compliment we've got over the years, and by the way, this isn't for me, this is for WBAI, right? So WBAI is keeping all of this. It's a $125 pledge, right? This costs me money when I go out there to do this. It's not cheap. You know, it's $20,000 for a venue for a day in New York.
For one day?
In Manhattan. Yeah, I mean, there's cheaper ones that you can find and stuff, but it's like looking through a haystack for a needle. But we're doing this because the station needs the money, and I don't even take that money out of the station. So it's all going to the station. $125, your pledge goes all to the station, so it's well used. And we need $5,000 in this hour. This is what we're looking to create. You and I together have a $5,000 goal. Let's make it happen. The only way that can happen is when you pick up the phone right now. So here's the thing. On Friday night, we go through the history of everything. Literally, we look at healing throughout the ages and different forms of healing and psychological practice, all the way back to Imhotep, who was the first, a lot of people would say the first physician. He was the healer to the pharaohs, on through Mesmer with hypnosis. And all. And not only are we going through the history of healing modalities all the way up through psychology and psychoanalysis and all that type of stuff, but we're also looking at the history of quantum physics and quantum theory, and simultaneously the history of metaphysics and different schools of thought, so that when what we're doing is we're expanding your mind. It's like when Morpheus said to Neo in The Matrix, he said, "You want the blue pill or the red pill?" And he said, "If you take the blue pill, you go back to your old way of life. Life is going to be the same. You're never, you won't remember any of this, and you'll plug back into the Matrix," which was kind of living the grand illusion that everybody lives. What a great metaphor, by the way. Did you see The Matrix?
I did see The Matrix, but it's been such a long time ago.
No, you're kidding me.
Yeah, I've seen it.
It's such a great metaphor because it's true. We're plugged in literally into the Matrix of life, and we're living, oftentimes mundane lives, going through the steps, doing what we were told we should do. You know, traditional education, we talked about this before, teaches, what to teach. It teaches you to sit down, shut up, do what you're told. It was designed during the industrial age. It teaches you to show up on time, to dress a certain way, to fit into cultural norms. If you don't fit into those norms and don't do what you're told, you're punished. When you do, you're rewarded. It's interesting. And by the way, it's not knocking teachers. I love teachers. They're our greatest gift on the planet. Thank you, by the way, to all the teachers, also most underpaid. I'm infinitely grateful for all my teachers and guides along the way. And teachers, bless you. And I'm a teacher myself. I think we all are, traditional education isn't really serving us to create our life, the life of our dreams. It's not teaching us that. And then we rely on the families to do it. But, when I was in South Africa, I went out there to do some work with the first free university in South Africa. 400 students. I brought 30 coaches over there to work with these students, half of whom had lost their parents to AIDS. And when we went out there, the head of the school, a man by the name of Taddy Bletcher, truly enlightened man who was teaching not just a standard curriculum, he launched this thing, but he was teaching meditation, he was teaching other things, life management skills. Pretty cool, huh?
I think that's very cool. Who would have ever known?
Who would have thought of that? Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you think about Africa and South Africa as being sort of backwards, but that's not...
And here's what Taddy said to me that really stood out in my mind. He said, South Africa is not a poor country. He said, we're rich. We're rich in diamonds. We're rich in gold. We're rich in natural resources. You look at another country, like maybe an Eastern country that has zero natural resources, but they're thriving economically. Why? Because of the education. He says it's not South Africa that's impoverished. He says it's people's minds that are impoverished. And I would submit to you that all of the problems that we have are a result of an impoverished consciousness. Even when you look at I'm going to bring up a political issue just for a second, right? This is a show's not about that. But even when you look at the racial tensions and stuff that are happening right now, looking in New York specifically, where we look at the police and the racial tensions. But all of that is a lack of education on either side of the issue. It's a lack of education. Education is the key to the doorway of freedom. Freeing our minds and giving everybody the ability to live in peace cohesively and to really be able to design the lives that we want to design. And I don't think that the traditional educational system is doing that for us. We leave it to the parents, but oftentimes the parents don't have the skills to do it. So Consciousness Unleashed at this weekend, what we do is within this 2.5-day time frame, we give you a set of skills, an 8-step process that you can use for forging any type of change in your life. I used to call it transformational hypnosis, but it goes so far beyond that we really put it in the banner of neurodesign engineering. So let me give you two definitions. Hypnosis is one of the oldest forms of healing known to man. We can trace it all the way back to ancient Egypt and ancient India. We go into this much deeper in Friday, but Freud started as a hypnotist. Most people don't know that. But then he developed his talking therapy, which became known as psychoanalysis. And he said, my talking therapy will not be a poor man's therapy. It will take several hundred hours for any resolution of the symptomology. And I quote, that was from the collective papers of Sigmund Freud. And then you had different branches of healing and psychology that went off from there. But if you trace that back, hypnosis, you can trace it back that far. And it's an incredible modality for unleashing potential. Have you ever been to a hypnotic stage show, Faith?
I've been to yours.
You've been to mine.
Yeah, I've been to yours. And some amazing things. I saw some amazing things.
By the way, we do this on Friday night of Consciousness Unleashed, right?
And I've seen you help people banish weight, smoking.
Stop smoking there on the weekend. Yeah.
It's just amazing. So, yes, I have been.
We've seen people wipe out pain, on a scale from 0 to 100, with 100 being excruciating and 0 being no pain. We've seen people with 80 drop to 0. Yep. We've seen people that, in a flash of an eye. And the reason why is not because hypnosis is so great as a modality. The reason why is because you're so great. The reason why is because you're unlimited in your potential. Who you are at your true core is love and light and goodness and unlimited potential. We bog ourselves down. We lower our vibration with negative emotions, false associations. And by the way, any association is a false association because it puts boundary conditions on the unlimited boundlessness that's you. So you think a thought. You think I am depressed. But no, you're not. You're so much more than that. Right? So we put boundaries on who we are. And my job is to help people release and break through those boundaries. And this is what we do inside this weekend. So when you walk out, with an 8-step process where you can do it for other people. But here's the magic. I also teach you in that weekend how to do it for yourself. And I don't know anywhere on the planet. And by the way, I'm pumping this up. And yes, I am letting you know about it in a powerful way. But it's for WBAI. This is about raising the consciousness of the planet through the station by giving voices the place that they need. This is by supporting the radio with a great program, the programming that you've come to know and love. But at the same time, you're supporting yourself by getting the skills and skill sets to make your life work. And by the way, do you think that when your life works, your children's lives might work better?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. They listen to what you say, but they watch what you do and how you live. So when your life works, your children's lives work at a greater level. When your life works, your business works better. When your life works, you make more money. When your life works, you have better health and more energy. When your life works, you have better relationships. So we teach you how to do all that for yourself, but then in addition to that, you learn how to do it for other people. And what the greatest compliment we get from our students is, we put the tools in your hands so you can continue to use this in your life and other people. And if you wanted to make a profession out of this, you can actually walk out of the Consciousness Unleashed weekend as a neurodesign engineer certified, and you can, and my students command most, what I tell my students to ask for, and what you will increase your own value so that you can command a $150 hour rate. Now, by the way, you know, because if you help somebody quit smoking, is that worth $150 an hour?
Absolutely.
Yeah. If you help somebody to double their income, is that worth $150?
Yes.
Far more than that.
Yes.
Couldn't. They couldn't pay you enough. So, and by the way, I'm not saying that when you come, you're going to make that money. Nobody could make you that promise, and so let's get clear. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that we give you the skills that have allowed many of my students to do that, and you can if you take that your destiny into your own hands, because we got to take personal responsibility. That's your responsibility. But I'm going to teach you how, because on Monday, the 23rd, I'm doing a special bonus day. It's free on how to build your business. It's your business unleashed. So you have the opportunity. I want to teach you how to make your business work, whether it be a business where you'd use NDE and neurodesign engineering or another business. I want to get in there and help you make this happen. So why? Because it's my passion. You know, to create worldwide wealth through education and entrepreneurial dreams. I love what I do. Never got into this for money. You know, it's like Walt Disney said, we make money to make movies. We don't make movies to make money. Right? It's about making the movies. So this is about your transformation. But right now, it's also about giving. And when you give, you receive. So we need you. WBAI needs you. So here's what I'm going to ask you to do is you're going to make a $125 donation. And by the way, you can charge $150 an hour when you leave the weekend. So this is the best investment you can make for the station, for you, for the people that you love, the people around you. Pick up the phone right now. Call 212-209-2950. If the lines are busy, keep ringing. And you want to give your first and last name clearly, your best email address, and your telephone number when you make your donation so that the offices can reach back out to you and give you the information for the event, right? So once again, the number to call to donate is 212-209-2950. You can also donate on the web at give2wbai.org. So you can also do that on the web. The number once again to call, please call right now. Do it now. Don't wait. 212-209-2950. I'm Chris Howard, and you're listening to WBAI 99.5 New York. All right. So here we are, rocking and rolling with the fun drive in full, flow here. And like I said, you know, a lot of people will say sometimes, well, why do we have so much fun drive? You know, I want more just content. And we're going to give you lots of content in this hour, I promise you. I'll do as much as I can. But we also have to realize that it's your funding that makes the station work. The faster we get the funding for the station, the less of the fun driving we do and the more content that we drive. So we've set the goal together. Me and Faith, you're in on this with me, right?
Yes.
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 Yes, she says. Three times she said yes. So, and you're on this, as you're listening, you're in this with us because we want to raise $5,000 for the station right now in this hour, right? You know, you've heard all the social psychological experiments. They said when, you know, like in a city street in New York, if somebody was being accosted in the street and everybody's watching from the windows, nobody goes down to help because everybody assumes that somebody else is going to do it, right? Well, nobody else is going to do this right now. WBAI need your help. To keep the programming going, nobody else is going to move. You need to move. So I'm asking you to make the call to WBAI, pledge your $125. And here, I'm going to do something even more special to up the ante. I'm going to let you bring a friend for free.
So that's two people for $125?
Dos amigos. Right? Dos amigos for $125. So you get to bring one friend at no charge. Right now, I don't care how you do. I mean, make your pledge to WBAI. You pay the $125, have your friend give you $75 back. It costs you both $75, and then you go out and you have an earning capacity that's multiple times over.
I would totally jump on that.
And you will, because you're going to be there.
I'll be there.
Faye's going to be there. So you need to be there. We all need to be there. And by the way, if you've joined us before and made a donation, make a donation again to the station and join us again. Layer the information in. You know, it's kind of like education and knowledge is like layers of paint. The more layers of paint, you know, you strip the house off and then you put layer after layer after layer, and that's where you get the, you know, the best result. So it's like layers of paint. You can become more and more powerful for this information. You know, I've been a martial artist all my life. And I got my first black belt when I was 21 years old. Got my brown belt in Gracie Jiu-Jitsu back in 2007, 2008, something like that. No, maybe it was 2009. So I've been a martial artist all my life. Some of you listening may have known my very first martial arts instructor was the Obosan Owen Watson from New York. So some of you listening certainly know who the Obosan was. And he trained with Peter Urban, and he was the partner of Ron Van Cleef, the Black Dragon. So they all come back from the hood in New York. And I've been martial artist all my life, but the question I pose sometimes to people is, who do you think gets the black belt? Is it the person who read the book on martial arts?
No.
Is it the person who saw the DVD, The Secret of the Martial Arts?
No.
No. It's the person who showed up day after day, made the martial arts a lifestyle, and then eventually they get the black belt. It takes discipline. It takes showing up. Making your dreams come true takes discipline. It takes showing up. And when you put more layers of paint on the skills, by the way, you become far more powerful. What I want to say is, if you're already out there working in, you know, this is not just a professional class. Here's the types of people that'll come to Consciousness Unleashed. If you're a professional, like you're in the business world, and you want to learn how to perform at your greatest levels, Consciousness Unleashed is for you. If you are because it's going to teach you how to program your own mind to get incredible results, but also how to coach the best in the people around you. You know, it's been said that, and this is my favorite definition of leadership that I ever heard. This comes from the book Entrepreneurial Transitions by Roy Camerano. And one of the things that he said in that book is that the inspired leader is the person who can assist others to self-actualize through the accomplishment of a noble objective or a noble vision. And to me, that's the magic. That means we're not here just for some selfish reason. We're here because we got this noble vision we're creating, and in the process we're assembling a team and we're helping them to self-actualize and bring the best out of themselves. So if you're a leader in a business or something like that, or you're an activist, the reason why Consciousness Unleashed is for you is because what it does is it allows you to bring out the best in yourself. How you show up is first and foremost, right? Because you're the wellspring of attitude. You're the wellspring of energy for the people around you, right? Once again, people listen to what you say, but they watch what you do. Yeah, I've learned that both the easy way and the hard way. Yeah. Now, beyond that, it also teaches you to bring out the best in other people to help them to self-actualize. Now, if you're a parent or an educator or a coach or a therapist, Consciousness Unleashed is for you. Because what we're going to do is we're going to teach you an 8-step process. And it's kind of like, what's the secret behind the secret? We're going to teach you a process for creating deep, we could almost say immediate transformation within people. And we could say immediate. I mean, last time we were out there in New York, Faith, remind me, we did a pain control demonstration.
We did a pain control demonstration. There's a woman in the audience, excuse me, that had rheumatoid arthritis, has rheumatoid arthritis.
Right, yeah.
And all
throughout her body.
And her hands were gnarled, and she was nowhere near my age.
I remember that, yeah.
Remember her? She had to be at least 15 years younger than I was, and you could tell that she was in a lot of pain, and she came every day, too, by the way.
She said she considered leaving because she was in so much pain.
Yeah, she was in so much pain, and you did a pain control.
Yeah, she raised her hand for the pain control. People were surprised that I picked her because she had so much pain throughout so much of her body. Like, on a scale from 0 to 100, with 100 being excruciating, 0 being nothing, she was 80 plus, but it was everywhere.
Plus.
Yeah, so we brought her up on stage, and I demonstrate. I'm going to be demonstrating a number of different techniques. We'll be demonstrating smoking cessation, getting people to stop smoking. You're going to learn how to do it. We're going to demonstrate everything I do. We teach you to do. We put the tools in your hands. Demonstrate, and you'll learn how to do it for other people or for yourself, right? So we demonstrate weight loss, which is really cool because you get to see the person shrink right there in front. I'm joking. But we demonstrate weight loss, and then which you can do for yourself afterwards or help other people with. And we demonstrate pain control, which is one of the most phenomenal uses of these tools that you see. And this woman went from being 80 in excruciating pain all the way down to a 5 on a scale from 0 to 100 inside of 15 minutes?
Inside of 15 minutes.
And by the way, I've had people, I used to do pain control all across North America, and I've had people come back that had massive pain in their body, never had pain again, right? The years later. Sometimes it becomes pain management. Let's keep it real. And a lot of the time it never comes back again. Why? Well, because there's actually a medical doctor by the name of Dr. Sarno, S-A-R-N-O, wrote a book called Healing Back Pain. One of the things he says in this book is that that pain in our body, after 6 weeks of the initial onset of the injury, is no longer necessary. And the only reason why we might hold on to, and he's talking about even in cases of amputation, like major things, no longer necessary. And and it's the result of negative emotions stored at the unconscious level.
Really?
Yes, a medical doctor. Healing Back Pain, great book if you're in pain or you know somebody in pain. But you know what? The pain's a metaphor, I think. Because we can be in pain in a lot. You know, it's been said that in life we either pay attention or we pay with pain. Mm. Works true across contexts. And if you fail to pay attention in your relationships, what do you pay with?
Pain.
Pain, right? Some of you know what I'm talking about. If you fail to pay attention to your physical health, what do you pay with?
Pain.
If you fail to pay attention to your finances, what do you pay with?
Pain.
Right? So pain's, when we think about pain, I'm not just talking about physical pain. I'm talking about the pains that we have in our lives. You know, we open this up. What's the greatest issue that's holding you back? And what's that costing you in your life? You know, great... I think we opened it up with that. I talk so much. I don't know. But when you look at the issues that are holding you back or what's paining you in your life, the reality is it does not need to be there if you've got the right tools. So we're going to teach you these tools. You're going to learn how to use them with yourself to program. For people that have done NLP before, we're going to teach you how to do it with yourself, which is awesome. Right? So, because the way we do this, I don't know anywhere else on the planet that's doing this, and it's really neat stuff, and we're doing it as the fun drive. So I want to bring up WBAI again, because this is to raise money for the station, but it's such a good act, because inherent in raising money for the station, you're also increasing the value that you have to offer for the world. So you can actually walk out of this weekend, and you'll be certified upon successful completion of the course, because you have to go through the exercises. You have to do it. Why? Because I'm not going to certify somebody that doesn't do that. So you have to go through the entire course that you pay $125 for you plus one, and every cent of that goes to WBAI. But you'll be certified as an NDE strategist and certified as a neurodesign engineer. If you want to start a new career path, this is how you do it. They don't teach this in traditional education. They don't teach us how to make our life work, nor do they give you something that, you know, my students command that $150 mark. And once again, you cannot promise that to anybody. So let's be very, very clear. And not all of my students go out and use it. Not all of my students do that. But you have to get out there and, you know, the marketing and business, and that's all your thing. That's why I'm also doing the bonus business day that's absolutely free for you on Monday to teach you how to do that. And I'll talk to you about the content in a little bit. But that's all, because I want you to be successful at this, you know, if you're building a business with it. If you never do a business with it at all, it's the most transformational program that you ever came into. It will blow you away. We give you more content than you can possibly imagine. It'll make your head spin. You'll be going at the end, oh, my God, I cannot believe how much I've learned and how powerful I am as a result of this. Having said that, you're going to have the ability to do it with other people, and I suggest to my students that they charge about $150 an hour. Well, what happens then is the value of you increases, right? Now, if you're a healer already, or you're in the healing arts, or a therapist of some sort, or a coach, or a consultant, maybe your hourly rate's higher than that already, but then don't lower it. But this increases your skills, makes you even more valuable. By the way, these are skills. You could sit on a beach in Antigua or a beach on Jamaica, and you could do Skype sessions with people for $150 an hour on all over the world. The world is a changing place, my friend. And so the more value you have to deliver for the world, the more rewarding your own life can be through contribution. And that's That's what's revolutionizing the world. It's shaking it up. There's a wave that's sweeping around the planet right now of solopreneurs, but solopreneurs are not just looking to make a buck. They're looking to make a social impact. And that is what is so cool. And what's inherently cool about increasing your own value and doing consulting or coaching, even if you never paid a dime for it, is the social impact that you get to make in other people's lives. And we're going to teach you how to do it really well. You know, I've been blessed over the years to have trained more $1 million plus, and I'm going to use that number just to give you a benchmark of how much value they've been able to deliver for other people. But more $1 million plus trainers, teachers, coaches, consultants than anybody else in the world in four different countries over a decade. And so when you come in, you know you're coming in to learn it from the right place, and you're doing it for a great cause. You're keeping not only the doors of WBAI open, but in addition to that, you're keeping great voices on the air that would never have a place to voice to voice their opinions, to their ideas, to get news out to the world. If WBAI didn't exist, and it can only exist if you pick up the phone and call right now. So do that. I'm going to give you the numbers once again. It's 212-209-2950. We have that $5,000 goal, and the numbers are lighting up here. The phone lines are lighting up. If the phone is busy, keep calling. If you're driving, pull your car to the side. Do this safely, but just stop whatever you're doing right now and make the donation right now, because someday never comes. Right now is the moment that you can make a decision to both keep WBAI with the powerful programming, but also the decision to change your life and the lives that you care about most for the better. Make that donation right now. 212-209-2950. Once again, the number to donate your pledge is $125 only. It's worth 100 times that. You know, I said if I gave you $5,000 for $125, do you think it would be a good deal? Well, you know, over the years, I started in just this way. I went to a class that was a hypnosis class a long time ago. This is way beyond that. But then I started in business immediately, started at a $150 rate, what I'm suggesting for those that want to do it professionally. And over the years, my hourly rate jumped from $150 to $300 to $500 to $700 to $10,000 an hour. I kid you not. And I'm not saying that to brag in any way, shape, or form. I actually lowered it after I came back because I had some more free time. And my time, I wanted to get out there and get in touch with people. So I went back to $700 for a little while. But it's because your time should be your most valuable asset. And if your time is not your most valuable asset, you know, there's three things you can do with your time. You can sell it, and whether you're selling it for $10 an hour or $10,000 an hour, you're still selling it. You can waste it. You can sit around all day smoking pot playing Nintendo, or you could invest it. And the greatest investment that you could possibly have is in yourself. And when you invest your time wisely, you become more valuable. You have more value to deliver to the world. Right? And then you are rewarded with value as a result. So this is a valuable investment of not just your money, but your time, because it increases your value and the value you can deliver to others. You know, why not have a consulting gig on the side where you had an hourly rate? Your whole world can change then, and you have flexibility. Once again, the number to call is 212-209-2950. I'm Chris Howard, and you're listening to WBAI 99.5 New York. All right, so let's chat a little bit about, let's talk about, what do you want to talk about, Faith? What about the weekend? What questions do you have about the weekend or transformation in general? Because I want to make sure that we're giving good content while we're here. We're here to raise the money for WBI in this particular hour. But
what comes to mind to me is that I thought that with hypnosis that you're giving yourself away, that people can tell you to do all kind of crazy stuff. And
right.
And you'll do it, and that frightens me. It did frighten me.
Right.
It feels like you're giving away your power. That's what I was thinking.
Right. No. You're giving away your power every day already. And the reason why I say that, and I say that for any of us. What do we give our power away to? Social conditioning, social belief systems, the systems that we've been brought up in. I said, like we talked about the educational system, you know. I went to Cancun, Mexico, and there was a doctor that was out there that was there with his family. Very nice people. I spent the week with him for Christmas. This was about 6 years ago. And he had gone to school. He paid $300,000-$400,000 for his education when all was said and done. And so, you know, people do get that to pursue further education, that there's a reason why they invest in themselves. That $4,000 in themselves is an investment for a greater value they're able to then deliver to the world, and they're rewarded in measurement in relationship to the value that they're delivering. And doctors do good things for people. I know there's a lot of people that would not agree with that, especially in this audience. But, hey, listen, I mean, there's goodness that comes from all sorts of people. You know, people are like tools. I don't want to say they're like tools, but I mean, I always say tools are ethicless. A scalpel can hurt or heal, you know, it's whose hands it's in. And I think that, you know, institutions could certainly be changed, but that's not what this conversation's about. I was going to go down a rabbit hole. We want to stay on topic. But the point is that he put $400,000 into himself, and when he found out, you know, I was running my last business at the time, and we had done $100 million in sales, and we were doing, you know, all this stuff, and you know, but the money wasn't what it was about for me in that business, but we'd done a lot from a financial perspective, and he's like, my God, what school did you go to? And I said, I barely made it out of high school. And he said, what? I said, yeah, if my English teacher, if I didn't have good rapport skills and my English teacher didn't like me so much that he didn't have the desire to type my last paper for history for me, he's like, here, give it to me. You're never going to get it done. He typed my last paper for me just under the wire enough for me to graduate from high school. I would not have graduated. So it was a great teacher who believed in me and was willing to give me the kind of help. He goaded me on until the last minute to get it done on my own. And then when he knew we weren't going to make the deadline, he helped me out there. He's a wonderful man.
Wow.
Howard Bennett, incredible man. He ended up becoming a principal. This was in Nevada. And still to this day, I reach out every now and then and say, hey, thank God for you, you know? So if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be where I am today, right? But here, this doctor was not doing as well as I was, and I had stopped my education. They say with traditional education, you can earn a living. With self-education, you can earn a fortune. And I always tell people that it's not more distinctions that change our lives. We can make more distinctions until the end of our days. You know, we come from California. We're here in New York now. But, you know, in both places, we've got actors. Actors are a dime a dozen. You know, we've got, while we're here in New York, we've got stage. We've got, you know, people are on Broadway. Back in L.A., you've got people that are, shooting for television and movies. So you get all these actors that come out. But for me, it's not more distinctions that make that change our lives. It's the right distinctions. There's better singers than Madonna. There's better singers than Madonna, and it's not because, you know, there's more talented people. But no offense, Madonna, but she made the right distinctions to create what she wanted to create. Now, I know that there's things that you want to create in your life. There's dreams and there's ambitions that you have. There's things for either your family or the level of fulfillment that you have or your career path or a difference or a change you want to make in the world. You want to champion a cause and more power to you. I'm with you. I'm part of your team for that. And I want to be part of your team for that. And WBAI is part of your team for that. We're doing this together. We're championing that dream. But it's not more distinctions that change your life. It's the right distinctions that change your life. You know, Andre Agassi could make every distinction about how to make a tennis ball that there's possible to make. He could make every distinction. That's not going to help his game one iota. Right. So it's what type of education are we seeking? What are we seeking out? So at Consciousness Unleashed, what we do is we teach you how to program yourself, both consciously as well as unconsciously, for massive success, and how to increase your own value by being able to deliver a $150 product, which is you now, coaching. Now, what can you coach people to do? You know, all sorts of things. You know, you always have to look at, laws for coaching in your local, wherever you are, because they differ. But like I know in California, it's anything that falls under vocational improvement or self-improvement, coaches can help people work with. So as a neurodesign engineering coach or NDE coach, you can help people work with weight loss, with stop smoking, to double their income, to improve their memory. You can help people to improve their memory. you can help people to improve their memory would be a great thing.
That might be good.
You can help people to become more organized, to sports performance enhancement. I've worked with so many gold medalists and, you know, and but the reality is you can do the same thing. You can help your employees, if you're an employer, get the most out of what they're doing. You can do stress reduction, all sorts of stuff. And this goes way beyond hypnosis. That's why I'm not calling it transformational hypnosis weekend anymore. It goes to how do you program your own unconscious mind to get maximum results? You know, and that's why even on the first night on Friday evening when we do Consciousness Unleashed, we actually do a hypnotic stage show, because I'm talking about the history of these technologies for transformation. And you're going to be learning the most cutting-edge tools for change that exist. Right? This is the best of the best of everything. I had a full research team that they're designing over years and years and years, bringing this stuff in. And you're going to be learning these tools. But as part of the history, we do a hypnotic stage show, which is amazing, because in a hypnotic stage show, and this will apply to any actors out there, if you're a Broadway actor, if you're looking to, you know, grow your ability to perform, or if you're an athlete, this is for you for sure, because it's the ultimate in performance enhancement. There's a technique that we do called deep trance identification, where you actually become someone, right? Where you can, and you see this in stage shows, if you've ever seen one on movies or TV, where they say, you are now Michael Jackson, and the person goes like, ow! Breaks out and stands around and spins around. I was going to do it really high, but I thought the microphone would pop. But in any case, that person really fully gets into it. It's about becoming. And acting isn't about acting. It's about becoming, right? So as is any type of performance, right? So it's getting into that zone, getting into that flow. So if you are an actor or a performer or anything, this is the ultimate in performance enhancement. You want to be here at Consciousness Unleashed. Bring a friend, bring a family member, somebody you love, somebody you care about. Heck, maybe bring somebody you hate. Maybe that could be the greatest gift that you could possibly give to the world, is bringing somebody who you really want to change. Once again, I'm going to give you the numbers, but we need you to hear. The lines are lighting up, but we need more lines lighting up. We are not going to hit the $5,000 goal at this pace. So that means you, as you're listening, you need to pick up the line right now and make the phone call. Do it for you. Do it for WBAI. Do it for the voices that WBAI gives a voice to that would be suppressed if you didn't make this call. Give it to yourself. Give the gift of the donation to yourself. And this is the magic of that social entrepreneurialism, making a difference at the same time as designing the life that you've always wanted to live. So we're going to help you to do that, and I'm going to equip you with all the tools to do that. But you have got to take the first step. Nobody can take that but you. Pick up the phone, dial 212-209-2950, or go online, and you can go to give2wbai.org, and you can make your pledge there as well. And this is for Consciousness Unleashed. It's a $125 pledge for the ability to then have, you know, $150 up to, I'll say, because I don't want to make false promises, but I want to be very clear that a lot of my students that do this professionally will charge that. So up to that amount, and you could do that from a beach in Jamaica again, man. Hey, man, let's go to Jamaica, sit on the beach and do coaching. Right? Seriously, I want to empower you, and I want to empower people around the world to know that, you know, we're living in a changing world. We're living in a world with downsizing. Companies are, and why are they downsizing? Because they're outsourcing. Because there's somebody on the planet in the other side of the world that can do the same job that you used to do for a fraction of the price, for pennies on the dollar. The world is changing and people are adapting. It's very, very fascinating, because I know the WBAI audience, and, you know, traditionally, if we look back and we said, hey, how many here want to be in business? WBAI is kind of a buck the system, rock the boat type of an audience. However, in today's day and age, when people come from WBI, they get in the seminar, I say, how many people are in business for themselves or want to be in business for themselves? Every single hand in the room goes up. It's changing. Attitudes are changing. Why? Because they have to. Because people are realizing, you're realizing maybe the people you love are realizing, and these are the people you need to bring, are realizing that we need to take our destinies into our own hands. And that doesn't mean, see, a lot of people look at jobs as they demonize working for somebody else. I think jobs are a blessing. We are blessed. We're blessed to have jobs. We're blessed to pay taxes, is my opinion. And I know that bucks the system for some of you listening right now. But we're blessed. We live in a country where, you know, we've got paved roads. We've got food that's supplied to us. We're blessed to have jobs where you can actually go in and work. But I think think that you should never work for what you make. That's called selling your time. You should work for who you become. That's called investing your time in your greatest asset, which is you. And we need to increase your value now. And the best way to do that that I know of, and that I've likely ever seen right now that comes to mind, is Consciousness Unleashed. So grab your tickets to it, and and every penny of this is going to WBAI. You're giving them a $125 donation, and you get to bring a friend. When you call, I want you to call. We have two lines open right now. Pick up the phone and call right now. We need those to fill up. And when you call, I want you to leave very, very clearly your first and last name. Leave very, very clearly your best email address, and leave very, very clearly your phone number, because the office has to then get a hold of you after the fact to give you all the information for the program, how to get there, the times, and all of that. Remember, that bonus day on the 23rd is the business day. It's called Business Unleashed, Your Business Unleashed, Explosive Growth. So if you want explosive growth, I'll teach you how to build a business with your neurodesign engineering, with your new designations, your certifications. You walk out certified, but I'll also teach you how to build a business, because I want you to do it. I want you to be successful. And if you don't want to use this, if you're going to use that business day for a different type of business, fantastic. But who wouldn't want to have a consulting rate of 150? You know, so anyway, let's do this. Pick up the phone right now. Are we nearing the top of the hour right now?
We're at the top of the hour.
Oh my gosh. I've been in the zone.
We've got about a minute and a half.
We only have a minute and a half. That means we need you. If we're still a ways away from that $5,000 mark. So pick up the phone right now. Let's do this. Let's hit that $5,000 for WBAI. Remember, the faster that we hit this, the faster we get back to regular programming rather than fund drive. So we need your help right now. We need your assistance. Pick up the phone. Make your $125 pledge, and it's the gift that keeps on giving. Call 212-209-2950. Once again, that's 212-209-2950. Or you can go online at give2wbai.org. When you call, don't call with a lot of questions and stuff, because that'll bog down the volunteers. Just call, sign up. We'll answer your questions afterwards. The offices will call you, get in touch with you, and help you and get you signed up, set up, ready to go. But make your pledge right now at 212-209-2950. Now's the time. Do it before that weekend sells out and fills up, because the room cannot be expanded. We have to book it before the end of the fund drive. Once again, I hope you've enjoyed this hour together. Thank you, Faith, for being here.
You're welcome.
Thank you for keeping the faith. And thanks for listening to The Next Frontier.
New York City is now USA capital of inequality. Is it ethnic cleansing? Join us for a special edition of Night Talk Live with Bob Law, broadcast from The Mist in Harlem, 46 West 116th Street between Malcolm X Boulevard and Fifth Avenue. A talk radio format with full in-theater audience participation, Thursday, February 19th, 6 to 8 p.m. The community is invited to participate. The admission is free. The event will be broadcast live on WBAI 99.5 FM. The guest panelists include Dorothy Pittman Hughes, activist and author, the Reverend Calvin Butts, pastor of the Abyssinian Baptist Church, and others. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. We go on the air at 6 p.m. sharp. For travel and seating information, please call 646-688-5886. See you there.
This is Barbara Glickstein, host and producer of Health Styles. Do you have a family member or friend or colleague who has a problem with tobacco, alcohol, prescription drugs, cocaine, heroin, or other substance? This Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m., Health Styles guest is Dr. Carrie Wilkins, co-founder and clinical director of the Center for Motivation and Change, and one of the authors of the book, Beyond Addiction, How Science and Kindness Help People Change. Dr. Wilkins will share effective ways to help someone with an addiction. Hear the evidence that shows that kindness to yourself and the person with the addiction and a careful approach to communication can be more successful. Tune into Health Styles this Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. Support WBAI by becoming a member. Stay tuned.
This is Mike Pinder, co-founder of the Moody Blues. You're listening to WBAI, New York.
When I leave, you remember I said with the last words on my lips that I am. And you're gonna have to keep on saying that. You're gonna have to say that I am a proletarian. I am.
You.
99 Cinco. WBAI 99.5. List alive. Blackbird in time, make it 1 minute after 3 o'clock. Yeah.
America, too black, too strong, causing mass hysteria, trying to reach my freedom of speech, and expressing myself, torching the symbol of oppression. Let that be a lesson to those that want suppression of the truth, put on hold, the bold lose control, so they force obedience, have you pledge allegiance to a piece of cloth, that's off the way I see it, while I'm going off berserk, cause the system work to jerk, my people, the people, all around the pigs work, tell me I'm wrong, though that's my right, and it's right in the constitution, yo, that's an illusion, huh, suckers trying to change and rearrange, they say that I'm free, but they sure have a strange way of showing it, but I'm blowing the cover, the red, white, the blue, but the black for the brother, and I'm the lover of this flag, like many others take the same turn, like me, they yearn for the flag too. Cause my hurt is internal, the American dream, a nightmare. I want the people to wake up to the lies, the pigs make up. Imperialistic swans that I grind into bacon bits, call the fist cause I ain't taking shit. I'm not a Nazi or a Cappy or a Farmy, but you want me in prison cause I'm busy attacking. The flag, I ragging and snagging and dragging and rip it to shreds. Cause I'm too black, too strong, too red, too dread. And I'm dreaded cause I make the pigs tremble when I burn a symbol. Yo, I'm quick and nimble like Jack, but I'm a black man attacking the flag. I keep my torch handy, I'm no Yankee Doodle. So just hand me a flag from the fastest and watch me burn that piece of to ashes. Cause the real meaning is what the masses must learn. That's why the red, white, and blue must burn, baby, burn. Let's find the people who hate this. These are the places we'll hit.
Panama, talking about Peru. Azania, Brixton, Belfast, can't forget Korea. Beirut, can't forget Haiti. Iran, Puerto Rico, Colombia, Mexico. Talking about Uptown, Harlem, New York City, y'all. And Nicaragua, East and South Central LA, California, IA, Miami. Do or die, Bed-Stuy. Never ran, never will, Brownsville. Boogie down, South Bronx, yeah.
My man Joey to jail and now they got him in court because he burned the flag. That's the name of the game. Well, I quit playing. I doubt the suckers want you to hear what I'm saying about this nation. Freedom supposed to be the format, but I step on your flag like it's a floor mat. Maiming, maiming, star spangled. I'm not trying to diss you.
I use the flag like toilet tissue to wipe my black ass. What? Think that I'm a jackass? I see a flag and I attack fast with some fire. My desire to burn what Betty Ross sold up. The truth I show up about America, America, home of the brave, land of the free. Boom! This is the home of the slave. Now hold on, just a mother. You gave me freedom of speech and the First Amendment. So why the wanna scold me? When I torch the flag, I'm only doing what you told me. You don't like it, so what? I'm not scared of you. Your flag, America too. See, I made up this new rule and I want y'all to learn it. Strike a match to the American flag and burn.
At the bank of the beautiful river, in your journey, I say, right over there, right over there. Ice cream and gold, it's the rainbow. Ice cream and gold, it's the rainbow.
We oppose your guidance. Whoa. You speak in inside. Feel the earth moving, cry out. Don't blind yourself to the truth. Don't claim you're not a part of it. You can't just shut your eyes to the world you're living in. Remember the bird starts with a spark to spread some light. Now these words will ignite fire to bless the chosen few.